Hey, Riley.
Yeah.
What'll you have?
Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else? That's what I call the life of Riley.
Smoother, smoother, cooler flavor, depth and sparkle, million flavors. Taste that smoother, cooler flavor,
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. It's 6 o'clock in the Riley household. Chester A. Riley is about to enter, having had the worst day of his business life because of his new foreman, Mr. Burnside.
Oh, it's you, dear. How did it go today? Hi, Daddy. What's new? Well, dinner's almost ready, Riley. I've been cooking all day. Well, is that all you have to say to your wife and daughter after you haven't seen them all day?
Well, you sound just like an Indian.
Listen, Ted. I'll say anything I want around here. And if I want to sound like an Indian, I'll sound like an Indian. That's none of your business, you understand? And the same goes for my squaw here.
Riley, what's gotten into you?
Arguments. Nothing but arguments. That's all I get the minute I step in the house. I'm entitled to a little respect around here. I'm the guy who keeps this family going. I bring the paycheck home every week. I ain't a bum, you know.
Of course you're not a bum.
That's how much you know. I was fired today.
Riley, oh no.
Daddy, that's awful.
Riley, what do we do?
Well, now don't get excited. I got my job back. Only I practically had to get down on my hands and knees to that weasel Burnside.
Oh, that new foreman?
Yeah, what a sneak. He's been laying for me ever since he got on the job.
Well, why did he fire you?
Well, for no reason. No reason at all.
Now, you must have done something.
Well, so I was late a couple of times. So what if I was absent once in a blue moon? What if I did drop my lunchbox in the gears of that new machine? Is that a reason to fire a guy?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Take his side against mine. A perfect stranger you never even met. And me, your own husband, whom you know personally.
Let's not argue about it anymore. Only promise me one thing. The Burnside's giving you another chance. Do your job and don't antagonize him. You promise?
Well, all right. But all I can say is it's a fine state of affairs. After being in the same plant for 10 years, 10 years of giving loyal service, I gotta buckle down and work. Yeah, what do you want, Gillis?
Burnside wants to know, have you got that new machine going yet?
Yeah, well, I'm working on it. What does he think I am? I ain't an octopus, you know, with four hands.
Yeah, well, snap it up. And Burnside says this time, don't leave your lunchbox standing on the machine. Burnside says.
All day long, that's all I hear.
And Burnside says, he's expecting his daughter, so if she comes, show it to his office.
Now I'm his office boy. Gillis, I'm getting fed up. A guy can only take so much. I got a good mind.
Don't be a jerk. You need this job.
Well, yeah, I know. But, boy, if I did need this job, and if I didn't have a wife and two kids to support, and if I wasn't in debt up to my ears, and if it wasn't so tough to find a job these days, boy, would I let him have it. If he was smaller than me.
Hey, Hunter, I think that's his daughter coming this way.
Yeah, where?
Here, the daughter.
Holy smoke, get a load of that kisser. What is it today, Halloween?
Look, she's even homier than her old man.
Ooh.
Look at them legs on her.
Them her legs? Oh, they look like a couple of buggy whips. No wonder Burnside got such a sour puss. Who wouldn't if he had to take the rap for that?
Pardon me, but could you tell me where I could find my father's office, Mr. Burnside?
Oh, sure. Straight ahead. Down the hall there. Second door on the left. You can't miss it.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Second door on the left?
Yeah, on the left.
Goodbye.
You know, Riley, now that I've seen her close up, I'm beginning to think maybe the freak I married is gorgeous.
Yeah. You know, Gillis, I feel sorry for a girl like
what?
That.
Winchester.
Well,
Riley?
Yes, sir.
Got that machine going?
Yeah, any minute now. Your daughter was just in here looking for you. I showed her where your office is.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks. Nice girl. Very charming. Take care for you. You can tell right away she's your daughter.
Thank you. Yes, Effie's a fine girl. Say, Riley.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't been in town long. We don't know many people. I don't mind, but I'd like to see Effie get out more. So, you know any single fellas around the plant, pass the word around. They're always welcome to drop in.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, sure. If I think of anybody, I'll be glad to pass the word on.
Thanks. I'd appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Let me know when you get that machine started.
Yes, sir. Oh, did you hear that, Gillis? I should pass the word on. I wouldn't introduce my worst enemy to her. He's going to have a tough time marrying her off, I'll tell you that.
Riley, you're wasting time. Finish that machine.
Yeah, well, I'm all through. If I was him, I'd donate that dame to a museum.
Well, test it. Go on, test it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here goes. Oh, listen to that. She purrs like a kitten. Well, we can knock off now. Where's my lunch box?
You look out, Bill.
There goes my lunch.
Now you've done it. Now you've done it. So long, sucker.
Well, Gillis, where are you going?
I don't want to be around you in Burnside, Mike.
No, Gillis, wait. Come back. Don't leave a rat in a sinking ship.
What's happening over there? What was that noise? What? Who ruined this machine? I want the name of the idiot who's responsible for this. Riley, did you do this?
Mr. Burnside.
Whose lunchbox is this?
Well, I wanted to talk to you
about... Is this your lunchbox?
But it's about Effie.
Is this yours?
Effie?
Yes.
Yes. What about Effie?
Well, you remember you said if I thought of some single fellow who'd like to drop in on Effie some night?
Well?
Well, I just now thought of one.
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
You single? I thought you had a family.
A family? Me? Oh, no, no. That's my sister and her kids. I live with them, you know.
Oh. Well, glad to have you drop around, Riley. When can you make it?
Someday, real soon, in the near future.
Well, let's make it a little more definite. How about tonight? 8:00.
Well, that's definite enough.
Then we'll expect you.
Yeah, I'll be there. And Mr. Burnside, about that machine. I'm afraid that was my lunchbox.
Oh, forget it, Riley. Accidents can happen. See you tonight, son.
Hey, Ray, what happened? Did he fire you?
No.
How come?
Well, I told him I was single and I'd like to date up Effie and I'm seeing her tonight.
You told him you're single and you want to date up Effie and now you got to see her tonight?
Yeah. Well, I had to think fast.
Oh, brother, I need to see what would happen when you think slow.
Yeah.
Riley, dear, more apple pie?
No, thanks. I ain't thirsty.
I said apple pie.
Huh? Pie? Was I eating pie?
Well, you certainly were.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What's the matter with you tonight? You're in a daze.
Oh, it's nothing.
Well, if you're through, let's hurry and do the dishes. Remember, you promised to take me shopping downtown tonight.
Tonight? Well, not tonight, Peg. Some other night, huh?
Oh, you never want to go anywhere. All you want to do is climb on the roof with those binoculars and watch the picture at the drive-in movies.
Well, I like silent pictures. Besides, I ain't going to buy a car just because you let me in the theater.
Now, take me shopping.
No, I can't, honest. I got to go out tonight.
Where are you going?
Well, Peg, something happened today. You see, I was... Peg, you know I love you, don't you?
Of course.
And I'm a true and faithful husband to you. You believe that, don't you?
Certainly.
Well, then, give me a kiss before I go.
Where are you going?
I got a date with a girl.
Oh, Riley, stop clowning. Where are you going?
I just told you I got a date with a girl. You see...
Now, cut the comedy. I want to know where you're going. You're going to play poker with the boys, aren't you?
Well, no. No, honest, I'm not...
Riley, I know you're going to play poker, so don't try to deny it.
Yeah, but...
If you do, I won't let you go.
Well, no, I got to go. All right, I'm going to play poker.
That's what I thought. I can always tell by your face when you're fibbing to me.
Yeah, you're a very clever woman, Peg. Oh, hello, Mr. Burnside.
Well, Riley, right on time.
Yeah, you said 8 o'clock.
Well, come in. Come in, pal.
Yes, sir.
Effie's in the living room, John. Effie, Riley's here. Riley, you know. Well, come on, Riley. Don't just stand there. Come on in here. Don't be bashful.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello.
Effie, you remember Chet Riley?
Oh, yes. We met this afternoon. How are you, Mr. Riley?
Oh, I don't feel so good. I feel real terrible. Maybe I should go home.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, maybe you're coming down with something. A cold.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'm coming down with something. Something contagious. Bubonic plague, maybe. You know what rats get? I better go, huh?
Oh, sit down. Relax. Probably just a touch of indigestion. Here, try my chair.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what do you kids plan tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Anything Mr. Riley says.
What do you say, Riley?
Well, I don't know. Anything you say.
Well, Effie and I usually go to the drive-in movie on Friday night.
Well, fine. You two go right ahead. I'll climb up on your roof.
Oh, he's a card, isn't he, Effie? Matter of fact, I've got to go out tonight.
You're going out? Mm. No, don't leave us.
Oh, I've got to. I made a date with some of the boys to go to the turkey bath.
Oh, well, let's all go. I keep forgetting you're a woman. Such a bad light in here. I'm a car.
Well, what shall we do? Well, would you like to stay home and watch television?
No, I have a headache.
Well, why don't you kids get some air? Go for a walk in the park. There's a swell moon out tonight.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Don't you like to walk in the park at night?
Oh, sure, I do. It's fun. Lots of times me and Peg.
Who's Peg?
Did I say Peg?
Yes. Who is she? Girlfriend of yours?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Well, what's the big mystery then? Who is this Peg?
Well, Peg is... Peg. She's my cocker spaniel.
Oh, you have a little dog.
Oh, I love cocker.
Yeah, well, I love her too.
Well, how long have you had her?
Oh, 18 years.
18 years? She must be pretty old.
Oh, no, there's lots of life in the old girl yet. Huh? Yeah, there's two. A boy and a girl.
Oh, Poppers are very affectionate. I had one once. He used to sleep outside my door every night. Did yours do that?
No. I let her sleep in the same room with me. She insists.
I'll bet she curls up at the foot of your bed.
She curls up any place she wants to.
Well, next time you come, bring her along.
Yeah. Oh, no. No.
Oh. Well, why not? I'd love to see her. You must bring her.
Oh, no. But she might bite you.
Oh, is she vicious?
Well, yeah. Well, no. No, it ain't that. But you see, well, she's a one-man dog, and she expects me to be a one-dog man.
just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. This is National Hotel Week. Pabst Blue Ribbon joins in saluting the hotel industry on this occasion, which marks the 200 years of hospitality and service to the nation. And speaking of hospitality, here's a question you hear everywhere.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Settle down into your easy chair. Have a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon there. You'll be happy, you'll be smiling. You'll be living the life of Riley.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. Do you want to know how to judge truly fine beer? Well, friend, just pour yourself a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon and make the three-way expert test. One, see the clear color and look at the creamy head. Two, sniff that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend. Three, taste the flavor the whole world knows. Then you'll agree.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Riley's date with Effie had totally unexpected results. It led to a second date, the second to a third, the third to a fourth. And then this morning at the plant...
Riley.
Oh, hello, Mr. Burnside.
We missed you last night, Effie especially.
Yeah, too bad I was busy.
Well, don't forget we're expecting you for dinner tonight. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but I can't make it.
You can't, but you promised Effie.
Yeah, I know, but...
She's been slaving all day in the kitchen making dinner for you.
Oh, sorry, but I got an important appointment.
What's so important? Is it business?
Well, no.
Then what?
Well, I promised to take Peg and the kid... my Cocker Spaniel and her puppies to the movies.
Huh? What do you mean you have to take? Always kidding. Well, you had me fooled there. For a second, I thought you were on the level. Expect you at 7.
Yeah, but I do mean it. I can't come tonight.
Well, if you're really busy, I don't want to force you.
Oh, thanks.
Come tomorrow night.
I can't make it tomorrow night either.
Now, wait a minute, Riley. Just what kind of a game are you playing anyway?
Well, who's playing?
Now, look, Riley. You can't rush a girl off her feet, see her night after night, pester her for dates, and then drop her just like that.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean...
It shows a frame of mind that I don't like. It shows you're not serious.
Yeah, but...
And a man who isn't serious off the job isn't serious on the job.
No.
Irresponsible. There's no room for that kind of man in this place.
Well, no, you got me wrong, Mr. Burnside, but no, wait, come back. I'm serious, honest, I'm serious.
You're a good talker, Riley.
Yeah, but I really mean it, honest. How can I prove to you that I'm serious?
Well, what does any decent man do to show he's serious?
Well, I don't know. I guess they...
That's right. They propose. Now you're talking.
Well, I didn't say anything.
I knew once you got a little encouragement, you'd come right out with it.
Well, that didn't come out of me. But I said I'm serious. I mean, I'm serious about...
I believe you. I know you're serious. You don't have to keep repeating it. Now, when are you going to pop the question?
Well, one of these days, sometime real soon, in the near future.
Well, let's make it more definite. Tonight.
Oh.
We'll expect you at 7.
Yeah, but Mr. Burnside, I only meant... poor Peg. She's losing me. Yeah, I know, honey, but I got to go out tonight.
Again?
Yeah.
You've been out almost every night this week.
Can't be helped, honey.
Well, now, where are you going tonight?
Working overtime.
Overtime?
Yeah.
Since when do you put on your best suit when you're working overtime?
Peg, now, you got to trust me.
Riley, you're hiding something from me.
Peg, I got to go.
You're not going anywhere till you tell me what this is all about.
I can't, Peg. Oh, what's the use? I can't go on lying to you like this. It's killing me. Tonight I gotta go and propose to my foreman's daughter.
You're insane.
Well, fine wife you are. Instead of sitting there telling me I'm crazy, help me. Tell me how to propose.
You mean really mean this. It's true.
Well, of course it's true. What do you think I am, a liar?
It's crazy.
I know all that, but I got to do it to hold my job. That Burnside got me over a barrel.
But what about me, your wife? Doesn't he know about me?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I took care of that. He thinks you're a Cocker Spaniel. Look, I got to go now.
I won't let you. You ought to be locked up.
Peg, trust me. It'll be okay. I'll propose to her. We'll be engaged. And meanwhile, I'll look for a new job. And when I find one, I'll break it off.
You don't know what to say.
Well, I can't stand here and argue with you. I got to go. Now, stop worrying, will you? I'm just going to propose to her. I ain't going to marry her.
But, Violet!
I promise you, if I marry her, you'll be the first to know. Stop for nobody. What a mess. I can't believe it. I'm on my way to propose to a girl. The way I feel now, I wish I was on my way to Forest Lawn.
Oh, there. Can I give you a lift?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. This is a Hudson. Step down.
Oh, thanks, Digger. I'm dead.
In that case, you better stretch out in the back.
No, I'll sit in the front here. Is this a new car, Peter?
Right, dear. I bought it from an undertaker I knew. He quit the business. While at work the other day, he struck oil. Where are you heading?
Well, can you drop me off at 3rd in Normandy?
It'll be a pleasure to drop you anywhere.
Where are you going?
I have to pick up a customer.
Oh, well, I hope I won't make you late. He may not wait.
Don't worry. He'll wait. When I nail a customer, he doesn't run away.
Yeah, well, I'm going to my foreman's house.
Oh, a social call?
No, you won't believe this, Digger, but I'm going to propose marriage to his daughter.
Man alive, if you'll excuse the expression. What are you saying?
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but it's the only way I can hold my job.
But, Riley, you're a married man. You can't...
Now, look, Digger, I know what I'm doing. I don't want to talk about it. If you're going to cross-examine me, let me out right now.
All right. If that's your attitude, go. And believe me, this will be the last time you'll ever ride in this car. I mean, next to the last time.
Well, search me.
Oh, I hate to leave on a gloomy note. But cheerio, I'd better be shoveling off.
Hurry, Deb. I think Burnside's house is in this lot.
Mother, I still don't understand. How can he propose?
I don't understand it any more than you do. All I know is he's really going to do it, and we've got to stop him.
But he's married. It's impossible.
With your father, anything's possible. Oh, there it is, 7:55.
Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going in?
I certainly am. Somebody's going to get the surprise of their life.
Mother, look. Look, I see Daddy.
Huh? Where?
Through the window there.
Let's get a little closer.
The girl with him. Is that Effie?
I suppose so.
What a creep. What is he seeing?
I want to hear what he's saying to us.
What's on your mind? Father said there's something you wanted to talk to me about.
Yeah, that's right, Effie. Well, the fact is, I've only known you a short... ever since I met you. What I mean is, I was thinking... there comes a time in every girl's life... to put it crude, will you marry me?
Well, Chester, this is a surprise.
Yeah, I know you don't get offers like this every day. You can't believe it yet. Too good to be true, but it is. This is your lucky day.
But Chester...
Of course, we don't have to set a date for the wedding right now. Plenty of time to talk about that later. Well, I guess I'll be running along now.
Huh? Wait a minute, Chester. I haven't said yes yet.
Oh, well, I took that for granted. It's just a formality, but if you want to be formal, go ahead. Say yes.
Chester... I don't want to marry you.
You don't want
to? No, Chester. I could never marry you.
You're joking me? Me? But why?
Well, Frank, you don't appeal to me physically. But what's more important, you don't appeal to me mentally.
Me?
No, Chester. I want something more in a husband than a man who's satisfied to stay home every night and fall asleep watching television.
But you can't turn me down.
I'm sorry, Chester. You'll find some other girl who's more your type.
Yeah, but you...
Well, Riley, everything okay? Congratulations in order, son.
She turned me down. Me?
Oh, she did?
Yeah, can you imagine? Me?
Oh, that's too bad. But if she doesn't want you, I can't force her.
Well, you gotta force her. I mean...
Now, Riley, you've got to take it like a sport.
Well, don't worry about me. I can take it. I don't need her. I already got a wife and two kids.
Riley, control
you. Yeah, you think I'm crazy, huh? But it's true. My Cocker Spaniel is really my wife. I mean, my wife is a Cocker Spaniel. I told you.
Riley, this has been a big shock to you. Why don't you go home and go to bed? Take a set.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going, and I'll never propose to her again. Goodbye.
Me?
Chester Riley.
Hey, what are you doing here?
What do you think,
Carl? Well, there's nothing to worry about, Peggy. It's all over. Everything's okay. I took your advice after all, because you're smart. I didn't propose to her.
You didn't, eh?
No, the fact is, she proposed to me.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, but I turned her down. I wish you could have been there to see it. It was very pathetic. She threw her arms around me and said, "If you don't marry me, I'll kill myself."
Riley.
Huh?
I was listening outside that window.
You heard? You heard everything?
Everything.
She turned me down. Can you imagine?
Well, she's got brains. She only did what I should have done 20 years ago. Now, come on home.
Riley's will be back in just a moment, but right now...
You can travel 15,000 miles to far off land and distant isles, from tropic sun to arctic snows. It's Pat Blue Ribbon, the whole world knows.
Sure, the Irish are aware of it too. They know about your favorite brew, and Irish eyes will always smile when you ask them this in the Shamrock style.
What'll you have? Pat Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pat Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pat Blue Ribbon. Pat Blue Ribbon.
Yes, wherever you travel, to Europe, the Far East, South America, or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Remember, the quality that has carried the fame of Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, "What do you have?" tell him you want the world's number one favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served. Anyway.
All right. There's no sense arguing about it. Everything turned out fine, better than ever. You should see how Burnside treats me now, like I'm a little baby. He's so gentle with me. It's how do you feel, Riley? Don't overwork, Riley. Take a nap, Riley. Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful.
Well, what's the idea?
Well, don't you see? He thinks I'm crazy. And I ain't going to give him any reason to change his mind, no, sir.
Oh, Riley, no wonder they think you're crazy. What are you doing at that piano?
Well, I'm doing what the whole world's doing. Listen.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue
Ribbon Beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors. That's the sparkle, million flavors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Jimmy Wallington speaks.
Herbert Marshall plays the mysterious man called X tomorrow on NBC.